you will hear an interview with a boy called Sam Wilson, who collects film figurines, which are small plastic models of film characters.
Today, I'm talking to Sam Wilson, who collects figurines, which are small plastic models of film characters. Have you always collected things, Sam?
Well, my grandfather collected postage stamps. When I was young, he'd show them to me and explain where they'd all come from. I never really followed what he was saying about them, but I always really enjoyed those moments. I could feel the pleasure he got from just owning them.
So, why did you start collecting film figurines?
I was really into drawing as a kid. I even had extra lessons after school. Then, my uncle gave me a Star Wars figure for my birthday one year because I loved the films. Looking at it, I realised how much work must go into creating a thing like that, you know. And once I'd got one, I just wanted more. That's what happens to collectors.
So, what do you enjoy most about collecting, Sam?
I know people who see the whole collecting thing as a challenge. They love trying to find a particular figurine, especially if it's rare. It's the search that excites them. For me, it's more having them lined up in my room, seeing how fantastic they all look together. I'm not interested in how much they're worth.
How do you decide which figurines to collect?
I'm not worried about having every single one in a series, like some people do with Star Wars figurines. I just go for the ones that interest me. I don't like simple ones. I want to look at them and see lots of detailed work in the design, and I don't care what other people have got. It's not a competition to see who's got the best ones.
Do you prefer new figurines or used ones?
Good question. I prefer things that somebody's played with and loved. Then I can make up that story in my mind too. If figurines are still in their original boxes, they're worth more, of course. Some collectors keep their figurines in perfect condition because they hope somebody will buy them one day. I intend to keep mine.
What's your favourite one?
Well, it's actually one of a clown. I came across him in a charity shop, so I paid very little, and nobody else thinks much of him. But the way his arms and legs move is amazing. My friends worry that I'm going to break it, but it's really so brilliantly designed that it'll last forever, no matter how it's handled.